When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Kim Holderness.
And I am Penn Holderness. You may know us from our cheesy videos on the internets.
On the interwebs. Yes. We do a lot of parodies and like really weird DIY videos and just all around.
That's us, son.
That's us.
And those are shorter. They're meant to make you laugh. This is a podcast. It is a longer format meant to make you laugh and hopefully help you think a little.
Our whole goal with this podcast is, selfishly, we want to do life better. And we get to interview people and we get to actually talk and have actual conversations.
Yeah, and coming up this week, a special guest, nobody.
Well, no, but I have to say, we worked through some stuff today.
Yeah, we
like,
did.
Kim, that's me. I'd like to reference myself in the third person when I
right.
do these introductions.
That's very relatable.
Super relatable. No, but I get like in my head about stuff and I get a little anxious. And then you kind of you actually had some real winning strategies for how to kind of like get talking off the ledge there.
You weren't really on the ledge, but it is a pleasure being your épouse, as the French say, your spouse. I'm so learned. It is a pleasure, and it's a pleasure, and sometimes the solution is right in front of your nose, and you just need somebody to say it. So I don't think it's wise. I think I just said simple things.
And then we also talked about Penn's sweet mom and her health and an update there.
And like a little mini Christmas miracle.
And a little mini Christmas miracle with her health. So, yeah. So
we would love it if you subscribe to this podcast. It really helps people find us.
Yeah.
And we are going to start the show with our annual Christmas Jammies song.
Yay.
Whether you like it or not.
Whether you like it or not.
Merry Christmas to you all from the four of us.
Y'all act as if you'd ever seen Christmas jammies before. Jaws all on the floor. We made five of them, now we're making one more. Cause when the year ends, we take out our pens, we write a song, shoot it on a lens, send it to our friends. It's the return of the can he do another cheesy video with his family? Because the year's done, and hocus pocus, we're focusing on the things that we've done that are actually fun. It's like your mama's Christmas letter that's recapping the year, but instead of tapping on the keys, we like rapping these. And so we hope you think this video is glorious, it wasn't too laborious. Chorus for the four of us. We're not hating, no, we're celebrating, and we just spent two straight days decorating. Then why won't our Christmas tree stand up? Tree stand up, tree stand up. No, we're not hating, no, we're celebrating, and we just spent two straight days decorating. Then why won't our Christmas tree stand up? Tree stand up, tree stand up. Yeah, Lola is 11 going on 19. Just went through the biggest growth spurt that either of us have ever seen. Kinda helpful in a basketball battle, or when she's covering the tennis court like a pterodactyl. And middle school is kinda cool, but daddy is annoyed that she just went on her first camping trip with boys. It's an irrational emotion, I'm aware of myself. She's probably big and strong enough to take care of herself. A lot of homework, but she spent too much time on the creation of the abomination we call slime. She never got bored of it, so much glue imported, and she made it and she hoarded it, and mommy, she aborted it. Look at the way Ben Charles is normally dressed. Safe to say, at age 8, he is obsessed with anything with the field and the ball and the goal. And every time he scores, he kind of loses control. And even though he's now a professional flosser, he says that when he grows up that he wants to be an author. He's written 7 books already about superheroes. Soon he'll need a manager like Larry Shapiro. And while he's growing and he's showing a literary knack, our favorite thing is when he has another laugh attack. Yeah, Kim loves warm climates and poolside cabanas. So, of course, in February, we went to Montana. Now she can say she dog sledded through Yellowstone when the temperature was, no lie, 20 below. When she defrosted, she kept our own dog in check, who looks adorable but is an emotional wreck. She's tried 4 different trainers. She's improving thanks to all the hard work that mommy's now doing. And Kim is an inventor. She applied for a patent. She started a podcast where she and a guest are chatting. But probably her best-known 2018 caper, a one-week standoff with a roll of toilet paper.
It's day 6, and no one in my family has refilled the toilet paper holder. My family has no idea they are involved in the standoff.
So if you thought I got off easy, scratch that. The rest of the year, I was basically a lab rat. She made me walk around in a romper, which I dreaded. She took me to the mall and got my eyebrows threaded. She made me walk around in a bra. Yeah, I winced a lot. And then she made me try some wine from an Instant Pot.
Don't.
But she's adventurous and she likes to think big. Like when she made me try out for an acting gig. It was the greatest 3 weeks that I've ever had. Look, kids, that alien serial killer, it's your dad.
Prepare to rest in peace.
For lots of people, 2018 was tumultuous. But thanks to mommy, ours was fun and was adventurous. As long as we are all together, it'll be glorious. So Merry Christmas to you all from the four of us.
Merry Christmas, happy holidays. That was our 2018 Christmas jammy song.
Yeah, and we've actually done a fair number of these. This is the 5-year anniversary of when we did our first parody version of one of these.
Yeah.
That kind of turned our lives upside down, and now we're here thinking that we're like interesting enough to do a podcast.
I know that is super crazy. But isn't it crazy how, listen, we do that first Christmas Jammies video went crazy viral. That it did change. It changed our lives for sure. But since then, what I have loved most about these videos is at the heart and soul of it is it's a Christmas card. And
yeah.
it's something that we only ever intended to share with our family and friends. And so we've kind of stayed to that, knowing that
it's not as interesting to as many people as some of our other videos, and we're fine with that.
And we're great with that.
Yeah.
So the first time it was interesting to a lot of people because you're like, look at this yuppie suburban family dancing around in really tight undergarments. Like that was odd then. And now it's like, oh, that's what they do. And so it doesn't get the views and the shares that like the slime videos we do or whatever. And we are super great with that. Because this really for our family and friends.
We're going back to our roots. You're trying to sound like we're going back to our roots.
No, but you know what? Because what happens, because we did that, the parody Baby It's Cold Outside, and it got a lot of views and it got a lot of attention and there were a lot of thought pieces written. So when something goes like crazy viral, people want to write open letters and there's thought pieces. And so I want just the people I want to see it, enjoy it, and know that like I love them and this is our Christmas card and thank you for being in our lives. I don't want anybody to write a thought piece on it.
I don't think they will.
No, because I think they expect this level of cringe from us. So
yes.
Yeah.
Like how is anyone gonna argue about that? It's inarguable.
That like our sure. cringe is consistent.
Yeah.
And it's become a Christmas tradition. Like our kids, we ask them like, hey, do you still want to get in these pajamas and you still want to dance around? And my 11-year-old, who's getting to the point where she doesn't like a lot of things.
Oh, yeah. I was shocked when she
said. Super into
it. She was actually bummed when I was like, maybe we won't do like the actual pajamas this year. And we learned quickly that that is not an option. We've got to keep doing it, which I'm fine with. I
love doing it. But we do ask our kids, like, are you cool to be dressed up like an elf? It has become a tradition for our family, which is really weird. Like within our family, just the simple act of making it has become a fun tradition. And
yeah, the editing is a tradition that I have.
Stop.
Going back. No, like this. So this is the hardest one to edit. It really is because I have to go back and find a million things, many of which we didn't really film that we're talking about.
I know.
And I probably should have thought of that when I wrote the song, but you just have to get creative.
Yeah. Yeah, good talk. So I'm like, oh, this is so much easier than sending Christmas cards, but it's just easier for me because I don't have to send the Christmas cards.
That's correct.
Sorry. Well, it is easier for me.
Yeah.
But we should mention real quick, if you're listening to this on Tuesday, December 18th, which is when this episode will be published into the podcast land, tonight on the CW at 9 p.m. or 8 Central, we are going to be on the TV.
Yeah, we're going back to TV.
Yeah, just for one night only.
It'll definitely be one night only.
Exclusive to this one night.
I don't see us going back again.
It's the greatest holiday video countdown on the CW. What do you mean you don't see us going back again?
I just don't think I'm a TV person anymore. Like I used to be. We were TV people for a long time.
Yeah.
But I think that our language and the way that we communicate to the world has become more digitally. Like
lot of jazz hands.
I think on smaller screens, me at least, I'm more comfortable on a smaller screen than on a gigantic screen in someone's living room. That always feels kind of weird for me when I see something like that.
Well, with TV, so this was a cool, we were contacted by this production company. They produce a lot of cool shows. And on TV, there are so many cooks in the kitchen. There has to be.
Sure.
There's like multiple editors and producers and writers and stand-ins and extras and like videographers. And so to walk into this place where they're shooting this, and there was easily 100 people there. And then for our videos, it's like our camera and us and a tripod,
and it's 30 minutes max. If it gets to an hour, if the actual shooting gets to an hour, everyone's in a terrible mood.
Yeah,
so we put them together pretty quickly. We shoot them really quickly. We set, you know, we have one camera. We don't have this place. There were six or seven cameras,
and it was fascinating,
right? And every camera had a guy who took it on and off of the tripod, and the guy who shot it, and the guy who ran the teleprompter.
It was
off of his phone, and like it transferred to an iPad, which was in front of the camera, and there was a person who had to adjust the iPad in front of the camera and a guy who had to adjust the phone. It was very specialized, and for that reason, I think we look great.
I hope we look great.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm looking forward to seeing this.
Yeah.
I am excited to see it. So again, it's like Tuesday night, December 18th, 9 p.m. on the CW, the greatest holiday video countdown. If it's terrible, it's because of us, and I apologize in advance.
That's right.
Yeah.
Let's move along.
Move along.
We're about to talk holiday traditions, but first we want to thank one of our sponsors from Stitch Fix. They support us, so please, good golly. Let's start over.
No, I think keep
it. Stay with it. Okay.
Keep it.
We want to thank our friends from Stitch Fix.
So I think the reason why you don't, because you don't say it, I do. The clothes come to me.
That's correct.
I
am not enjoying the fruits of their labor.
No, I am though. Stitch Fix is an online personal styling service, and it finds, delivers clothes, shoes, and accessories to fit your body type, budget, and lifestyle. Go to stitchfix.com/holderness. Tell them your sizes, what styles you like. There's like this fun online quiz, and then a personal stylist will hand pick items and send them to you, and then you can try them on, and you only keep what you want.
Stitch Fix. I'm practicing.
Yes. No subscription required. Wow. Yes. And there's a styling fee of $20, but it's applied to anything you keep from your shipment. So really, like,
that
pays
comes
for
from
itself.
Stitch Fix.
It sure does. Get started at stitchfix.com/holderness, and you get an extra 25% off when you keep all the items in the box. Stitchfix.com/holderness to get started today. HOLDERNESS. And what is it called again?
You just spelled our name wrong.
Wow. This is going to be memorable.
Fess. It's stitchfix.com. Do they have stuff for dudes?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, I'm asking. They're going to be listening. Send me some stuff. I mean, I'm okay with even some like androgynous stuff.
I know.
Like
there, nice we do not reinforce gender roles here.
No.
You will wear some if it fit you.
Absolutely.
Okay. I wanted to talk about some like Christmas traditions, mm-hmm. and stuff that has become like accidental Christmas traditions.
Like a broken bed, maybe.
Oh my gosh.
Can I just tell that story? Because it's a Christmas time story.
It's a okay.
Right? It is. This is a Christmas time story. This is my Christmas carol. So I am going to take the blame for this because our in-laws are in town.
My mom,
yes.
And my stepdad.
Our perfectly proportioned in-laws are in town. And but our guest bed has been on its last leg for like 3 years.
Oh, I would say 30 years. It's very old.
That's right. Was it my parents' bed?
No, they found it like at a used place and they gave it to us.
It's old though. It's super old. Yes. And I saw the tea leaves like last night when I was setting up their room. I noticed that a couple of the wooden kind of slats like on the side of it.
The slats would be the support that keep the bed up.
Right. They had fallen off, but the bed was still there. And I was like, oh, I'll just put this back in here. And I was like, it didn't seem too bad. Poor Scott. So Grandpa Scott sits down on the bed, just sits very daintily on the bed.
Dainty.
And like eased onto it and thwack it. It tilted all the way in and broke. And we were already asleep because Kim and I go to bed at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And so they didn't wake us up, which meant,
I know. So they didn't wake us up.
Yeah. So they slept somewhere uncomfortably.
Couches. And
we found this out this morning and I was like, I'm going to get at least a frame that will support a normal person. Cause we obviously did not set them up for success.
Yeah. We did not set them up. That's a language from dog training, by the way.
So the Christmas tradition for me is finding a place that sells a bed frame. Which
so where would you go? People in the podcast land, if you were to go buy a bed frame, where would you go?
Well, for me, it's an issue of, I don't have a lot of time. So I wanted the closest place that would have it. And so I went to Target because Target has everything.
Yeah,
I thought
they did not have this.
Well, they have it, but you have to order it online. And I'm like, oh well, if I want to order it online, I'm going to go to Amazon. Like I'm not.
Amazon is taking over the world.
But if you go to a store and someone tells you to order it online at this point, it's like no. Mainly because you just said that.
Yeah.
And I love Target, but like, why do they tell you when you're at a store that you can order it from their store online when you can just order it from Amazon?
Okay. Anyway.
So I went to what I thought was a slam dunk, which was a place that has the name Bed in the title.
What's it called, honey?
Bed, Bath, and Beyond.
And what happened there, honey?
They told me I could order it online. They said, we don't have it in the store. You can order it online. And I laughed a little bit. I was like, and I didn't, I said it in my brain, Bed is in the title of your store. So just for giggles, I went to Home Depot, and they didn't have it.
They're like, you can whittle one out of some...
Right.
Tile and stone.
And then I went to Kmart. At this point, I'm coming up on 2 hours. And I went to Kmart. Kmart had it. It had four holes in the box. It mm-hmm. was the last one there. If it has all the parts, I'm going to be very excited. It didn't have a price code on it. And have you guys ever gotten to a checkout and mentioned something like, hey, this doesn't have a price code on it. And the people who are at the checkout make it seem like it's your fault.
Oh my gosh.
It's
why people go online.
Online?
Yeah.
Very upset, very confused, and sort of accosted me and said, "Where did you get this?" As if like I conjured it from from thin air or I brought this alien item into the store to make them give me the at one point I thought they were just going to give me the frame and then they
that doesn't happen
then
honey.
They found out the price and then I paid for it and
how much is a bed frame?
It's apparently because I put this on Instagram and a lot of people have been chiming in. You can get one for $30 at Sam's Club. I got jobbed for $79 for this
one.
Yeah it better work. We need to keep all the parts in case we need to return it. I just want my in-laws to not fall.
I know, that was very
in the middle
of you.
Sleeping.
I know. So, and my mom is so nice. Like she didn't wake us up.
We should bring her up here and have her tell the part of the story because it'll be so funny. She'll be like, I ended up having the best sleep.
She's like, I was
because,
so...
Because, you know, my back sometimes needs me to be on the cold ground. Like, she'll say something like that. She'll find some positive way to say, I slept on the ground and this friendly little roach came up and crawled onto my nose. And I was like, hi, little roach. Hey, little roach.
Tickle.
That's something your mom would say.
I know.
It sure tickled my face.
I have to say, I've learned so much about... just like being a human from my mom in that there are many opportunities to complain and there are many opportunities to say bad things about people. And she doesn't. No. And it's like, it's life lessons, man. It's like, she finds a way to find positive. And when there are so many negatives, Penn, you're making a face over there.
I got a calendar invite that doesn't make sense. I'm sorry. I'm multitasking. You know why I'm multitasking? Because I just spent 3 hours finding a bed frame.
Okay.
Well, what were you just talking about?
Priority.
I know. What were you just talking about?
I said I'm pregnant.
Well, I know that's not possible unless it's baby Jesus.
It's Jesus.
So, yeah.
But what if I said, no, we're not going to get to that.
No, we would get in a fight because I had a vasectomy. It would mean that you did that with somebody else.
What if it's Jesus?
I mean, I guess it'd be kind of awesome. I don't think that Joseph originally was like totally on board. Yeah, I feel like he kind of quietly was like, you know what, this sucks, but was awesome about it. And then ultimately, I should not be talking about this.
I know. Let's move on. But you're a preacher's kid.
That's true. And you know what? There have been some great sermons about Joseph and about him as a human and a man and a husband and some of the things. Like, that guy should probably get like a pat on the back every Christmas for going through that whole story. Like, okay, sounds great. This has never happened before in history, but I believe you, and I'm going to go along with it.
Right?
And he did. I mean, look, he did, according to the Bible, went along with it nicely.
Yeah. You really want to stop talking about this right now.
No,
But it is like, I mean, could you imagine if I said, I am...
with child?
With child. An angel came to me.
And
it was like,
and we got after it, and now I'm pregnant
with the Son of God.
Again, no way. I'm gonna have a lot of trouble with that, especially because here's the best part. I need you to have faith in the religion that hasn't started yet,
right?
Like, it's not, there's no book that tells him what to do like us. It's like, I need you to believe in something that hasn't happened yet, but it will in
go,
like
Joseph.
30 years. This will be our religion. But I just need you to believe in it right now.
Go,
that's okay.
Joseph.
There's no precedent whatsoever. I mean, I guess they were Jewish, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And so, but like, this is not something that's normal.
There's so many Bible scholars that are going to be. I have thought about
this. I welcome any scholars to help me out with this.
Yeah, no, I have thought about this a lot. Okay. Wow. From our Christmas traditions, we've turned into what the heck, Mary?
Well, I mean, let's say it's Christmas. We're busy. We didn't plan ahead with this podcast. It's going to be rambling.
You know, we did in the podcast Facebook group, we put like, hey, what kind of podcast do you want to see in 2019? Because we actually are planning for 2019.
Are we?
Yeah,
okay.
I am.
Okay, good.
Jeez. And it's like personal stories.
Yeah, so these are personal stories.
So here's personal stories. I will say one of the sweetest moments, I think that, in this season of Christmas, this year I have done a lot better about saying no to things, and
is in the spirit of the season, honey.
It is saying no, just like to weird gatherings and places, that, like no obligations. Like, I would rather spend the time volunteering,
right,
than like going to, like, I don't know, like weird shopping things. So. Right. Anyway, so I feel like a little more balanced this Christmas, but one of my favorite traditions is, and I don't know if you want to talk about this, Penn, but the party at your mom's place.
Oh, sure. No, that's
yes.
great.
And that is like my favorite Christmas tradition, I think.
Yes. So let's give some people some context here.
Yes.
So my parents now live in a fantastic community that is about 10 minutes away from where we live.
Mm-hmm.
My parents needed to move there.
Mm-hmm.
They are like mentally, my mom has dementia. You could call it Alzheimer's. You could call it, there's a lot of different catch-all phrases, but there's the deterioration of memory, and there's the inability to really speak and say mm-hmm. exactly what it is that you're thinking. So, you know, doctors have to, she hasn't been there for long. They're working the baseline out still to see whether this is degenerative or what exactly it is.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, my mom is the sweetest woman ever.
She
very rarely shows any frustration in front of me or anybody that I know. I still think she recognizes me. I think sometimes she might think that I'm another relative of hers, but I know that she recognizes the genes when she sees me.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that when she's talking, that her brain is capable of forming some of what she's saying. She just can't get it out of her
right.
of her mouth. And so there's a Christmas party at this it's a memory care place called the Rosewood that we go to every year.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and I'm guessing I know why it's your favorite.
Why?
Because my mom she's dealing with all of these struggles, right?
Right.
But she can sing perfectly any yeah. Christmas song with no trouble whatsoever, and she can harmonize with the person who's singing the song.
I know. So the words are hard to find for your mom, and which is very from you handle. It's hard for me to witness because I love her, and she's. It's sad to see that happen. So, but I do believe that with Alzheimer's, with dementia, whatever it, I don't know that like what exactly they call what's happening. But with, I think you default back to your like core personality. Like my great grandfather had dementia and he defaulted back to like kind of like a sassy, not kind person. He was like not nice to people. But your mom has defaulted to just this. She is just the sweetest person.
Yeah. And she's always been really sweet, but you're right. It's like pure gold.
And she, I know she recognizes you because her face lights up. I'm not sure she knows me, but you would never know it because she's so nice.
Yeah. She hugs everybody.
She hugs everybody and anybody. Anybody who walks up, she's going to make them feel just by her demeanor and her presence, like that's her default is just to be like warm and lovely. So it is, but it is hard to see like the words she can't really get to, but the music, like they had a musician in there for like an hour just singing like Christmas carols that are like a little more random that most people would need like a hymnal for, or just like the traditional Christmas songs you hear on the radio. And your mom knew every single word. She could harmonize, and it was like so cool to hear her voice. It was just the coolest, and like the kids had the best time. And so I feel like that's the Christmas party I always want to make time for.
She was super relaxed too. That's the other part. So when you have Alzheimer's or dementia or whatever it is, and you're in the earlier stages, which I think we still would qualify mom as being in the somewhat early stages, there you're still aware, and you're aware of your confusion. And so it causes stress, right?
Yeah.
So if you're in a public situation after just sometimes just a few minutes, you want to get back to a comfortable spot.
Yeah.
And we've seen that plenty of times with mom, understandably. Like she's
totally
embarrassed or ashamed that she's not able to kind of talk the way that she used to. And there's a part of her that's still aware of that, right?
Yeah.
And so we've had dinners where after 20 minutes, it's like we should probably move this along.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't tell you this. When we got done, it was like an hour and a half.
Yeah.
And I helped her stand up. She's got bad knees because
she's 6 feet tall. And
she's giant, like me. She said she's like, I don't want to go yet. Which that doesn't happen too often, but I think because she was so comfortable and having so much fun. And she was, I mean, that's probably the most normal that she's felt in a while because this music comes naturally involuntarily to her, and it's hidden somewhere in her brain where Alzheimer's can't get to it.
Yeah.
Which is great because Alzheimer's sucks.
Sucks butt.
And we have, like, I've experienced it through multiple family members, and the closer it gets to you, the worse it is. Mm-hmm. When it happened to a grandparent, that was tough. When it happens to a parent, that is devastating. And I can't even imagine what it's like when it happens to someone who you're married to.
Your dad is, he is called into this podcast, if you haven't heard it.
That's right. Because he spent all morning looking for a phone book.
Looking for a phone book.
Yes.
And so Sweet Haywood is, it's heartbreaking to see because he loves that woman.
Yeah.
And it's hard to not live with the person you're married to and not live.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's a hard thing to see. But I have to say, Haywood... Well, he still goes over and sees her every day, and I have seen them together, and he still does like grab her butt.
Yeah, really I know. Cute. I'm glad you like that. I think it's gross.
I know, but he's still like making a move, which is the cutest thing ever. So, yeah.
You know what? This is a perfect time to mention our next friend, our next sponsor who supports us, and so please support them because we were just talking about how my dad still makes a move on his wife. Well, if you've made a move on that special friend of yours and you're getting married, then you need Zola.
Oh my gosh, that was
solid.
Stretch.
Astounding,
so
I think is the word
you're
looking for.
I really do wish that Zola existed. And we've had a couple people email us because we've read this before, you know, we've kind of talked about this before. So I know that there's people out there looking for this. Zola is a wedding company that will do anything for love. And it's basically reinventing the wedding planning and registry experience. So it takes the stress out of planning. You can get a free wedding website. You can make your dream wedding registry and you can send and save the dates, even invitations. And it's all online in one place, and you can register for things like, you know,
anything you want to keep cold. Sorry, that was a Tommy Boy quote.
You can register for anything. You can create funds for your honeymoon, future home, a new puppy, anything. And they have things like gift cards for Delta, Southwest, Hulu, as well as like the traditional wedding registry stuff.
So this lowers the bridezilla level or the groomzilla level of the stress or whatever's going on. And again, we didn't have this. This is for millennials.
No, it's for anybody who wants to get married. Well, there's
a lot of millennials who are getting married. This is like perfect. I feel like this was invented by millennials. Maybe,
but I feel like a good second marriage, you know, get it right.
Sure. Okay.
Okay.
You're trying to be all inclusive here?
To start your free wedding website and get $50 off your registry on Zola, go to zola.com/holderness, H-O-L-D-E-R-N-E-S-S. Again, get a free wedding website and $50 off your registry on Zola. Go to zola.com/holderness, H-O-L-D-E-R-N-E-S-S. N-E-S-S, and that's Zola, Z-O-L-A.
I wasn't knocking millennials.
I love millennials.
Millennials are great.
Back to the show, Holderness.
Right, exactly.
Back to the show. Anyway, so one of my favorite Christmas parties ever is the Christmas party with your mom. I think we should go there and sing some Christmas carols with her.
Well, there was someone doing that.
I know, but we should do it.
She is a music therapist. She's actually a licensed.
I don't think you have to be licensed to sing a Christmas song with your mom.
Okay, well, yeah, I'll be happy to go over there with her. She'll sing anytime. I just grab a guitar and sing some songs.
Christmas. I get one step ahead of myself. I'm trying to do a better job about like enjoying the moment, and you know, we're still a week before Christmas Eve, but I'm already thinking of the New Year. And
why?
Because I love a Monday. I love a new year. I love resolutions.
Yeah, but you.
I love making lists. Wow. And I'm already thinking about like goals and things I want to do in 2019.
That is the worst thing I've ever heard anybody say before Christmas time. Like, this is the time you're supposed to. Are you serious?
I know.
We are so different. Okay.
We are so different.
So you prefer. Over New Year's Eve, when you do whatever you want to with no consequences, the day after. You like the hangover. You're like, you want to go straight to the hangover.
No.
The theoretical hangover.
I know. First of all, I'm never really
hangover. Yeah, it's not like we're going to get smashed because we have kids.
I'm an old lady and I don't drink that much. But
you want the responsibility and the resolutions.
I love making resolutions.
That's like the worst part of the year for me.
I love it. I love a plan. I love to stick to a plan. I love it all. I love a vision board. I love it all.
You're stressing me out right now.
Why?
Already. Because that's for January the 2nd. Okay? Mm-hmm. That is when
you have to start thinking about it.
No.
What was your favorite part of this year?
Not January 2nd.
Really?
No, yeah, no. I love vacations that we take. I love things on the tail end of the hard work that we do. The ability to celebrate, like when I got done with Rocky Horror, which also I loved. I loved the end of Rocky Horror. I loved the vacation that we took after Rocky Horror, where we had very little responsibility. I loved watching my daughter become an athlete, and I watched like watching the fruits of her labor, like watching her play in tennis matches and basketball games. I didn't love watching her practice for those games.
I didn't love the practice.
Yeah, I didn't love the tryouts. The tryouts stressed me out, man.
Oh, I know. Oh no, that was terrible.
You got to enjoy the tail end stuff. It's so funny. Go ahead.
Yeah. No, I say, look, we did that Iron Man a few years ago. Gosh, it's been 5 years.
Yeah.
I loved the training part. I loved the training
part. Get out
of
here.
I know. And I was just talking to some friends, like, I want to have a goal. Like, I want to train for something, but I don't need to actually do, like, the race itself is fine.
You want to train for the Ironman, but not actually.
Well, I would do it. I love having a plan. What is wrong with you that you don't have a plan?
Hang on a second. It's not that I don't have a plan. It's that I like to enjoy my life.
I know.
In fact, we should talk about this because we had a moment on Friday night where we got to go out. I'm sorry, Saturday night. We got to go out to a dinner, sort of an unplanned dinner for an hour and a half, just the two of us. And I finally saw you enjoy something.
I get very stressed out.
We did this parody of Dean Martin didn't write it, of the Baby It's Cold Outside song that Dean Martin performed. And it got almost 70 million views. And that's really good for us, especially if it was largely positive feedback, which it was. There was some negative feedback. You talked about there were some thought pieces. It's going to happen when a sixth of the country watches what you're doing. But it was a massive boost for our family brand. It's going to help this podcast. It's going to help us with what we do next year. It was the perfect way to end the year. And it took you 6 days to and I patiently waited. I was like, oh, she's just, this is how she does it. She just overthinks things.
No, it just takes me time.
Right. So Saturday night, you're like, we had a glass of wine. You're like, hey, we had a really good week. And what did I say?
You're like, it's about time.
No, I didn't say. I said, I'm so glad that you got there. Because it takes...
Maybe I shouldn't be on the internet. Maybe I
you
should
mean, wait, no. Well, we should be on the internet because that's how we make our money.
But maybe
you
I
shouldn't
should...
be on the internet.
Maybe, yeah. No, maybe I should get a job like as a librarian or something.
No, I think you enjoy what you do. I do
enjoy what I do.
I think that you dig in and internalize a large amount of data and you choose, which is weird because you're mainly an optimist, I think, in life. You choose to be very pessimistic about the feedback and the all of the stuff that comes at the end of it.
I think you're right. I do love writing. I do love producing these things. I'm happiest. I think like the antidote to depression is like action. So when I'm in the act of creating something, I am happiest. And I think it like wards off my anxiety, which is why I'm always making a list. I'm like, I want to do this. I want to do this. And like just the act of doing things is so helpful to my brain. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's one of those things where I'm happy to train, but like I could shoot, write, produce, edit a video, and I don't even know that it needs to like go to the internet for me to be happy. Like I can train for the race but not finish it.
Right. And we could do that. We would need another job.
And maybe should I go be a librarian? That could probably be stressful too, though. I just feel like that'd
Listen,
be, I love to read.
You should do whatever makes you happy. And I really do believe that. You should do what makes you happy.
I can train to be like a Zumba instructor.
That's fine. Like, listen, and I want to make sure you're hearing me here, okay?
Mm-hmm.
If this line of work does not make you happy, you should not do it.
No, it does make me happy.
I know that it does, like, but you're doing this thing again. And
90% of it makes me happy. So
okay,
I guess that's
pretty good, right?
Right.
I mean, what's the average percentage of happiness that people have in their line of work? It can't be 90. I feel like most people, it's around, like, if you get into the 51st percentile, you're doing okay.
Maybe we should pose this to our podcast group.
I think like, we just did. What do you mean, like, put it on a poll or something? Or
yeah.
Write a letter?
Write a letter. Anyway, that being said, I'm trying.
Well, you should. I mean, I do think you should take inventory of, much like you want to make a list moving ahead, I think you should, if you want to, sit down and make a list looking behind at, like, what were the challenges this year? What were the struggles this year? What were there times that you were, like, legitimately unhappy because of your line of work?
You know what? That is a great idea. I make so many to-do lists. I should make a list.
To-did. You should make a to-did
list. Yeah. I to-did it. I to-did it. And, like, I to-did list.
I think it'll make you happier than you think.
Yeah.
I think that's why you like the Christmas Jammies video. It's not just because it's us and it's about our family, but it does give you a chance to look back at the good that happened in the year with your family that you don't necessarily take inventory of that often because you're too busy looking ahead and being, I love you for this, being the planner, because Lord knows someone in our family has to do it. I'm not going to do it. So I'm grateful for that. And I'm glad that it's one of your superpowers. But, you know, that is probably why you like that song every year, because it shows, oh, this is what we've done. And that's why you like reading other people's Christmas letters, because it shows, oh, here's the good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
You're very wise. I think what we've come out of this is that we should write a self-help book, because instead of to do, we need to do to did. Okay. Mm-hmm. Got it. Check.
Done? Excellent.
Well, I love you.
I love you too. This was a little bit shorter of a podcast because we want people to have enough time to go find box springs or mattress frames or whatever they need to do as Christmas is approaching.
And we are, as a reminder, next Tuesday, the 24th, we are not publishing a podcast.
That's right.
Mostly because we want to spend time with our family.
That's right.
Yeah. And
you want to make some lists.
I want to make some lists and I want to check them twice. No, we want to make cookies and bring them over to your mom. And we want to do like all these Christmassy family things. And also, we want to like make sure if we provide you with a podcast that it's useful and wonderful. So we're not going to be here next week. But thank you very, very much for joining us on this podcast journey. We're going to be back in 2019 with a list, and it's going to be all about New Year's resolutions and how to keep them. Oh, and it's going to be so exciting.
I might be sick for that one. We'll see. Anyway, we end this podcast as we end every year-end podcast with me reading 'Twas the Night Before Christmas.
That's a lie. We've never had a year-end podcast.
Can I do that though? I feel like that would be kind of cool.
Do you really want to read it?
Mainly because I want to get in the Donder argument with you.
Oh, my Lord.
So I always thought it was Donder. You know what? Now I'm not in the mood anymore after this whole Donder argument that I'm getting in with myself.
So he thought it was Donder. It's not Donder. It's Donner.
It was in the original version.
Okay.
I'm not reading.
We're not in the
You should read it to your kids, though, because it's great.
We love you if you have hung out long enough for this rambling. And take a screenshot on Instagram. Tag us. It helps people find us. I think this podcast was like my favorite thing we did in 2018.
Well, you're very good at it. You're very natural and you're very honest. And I think you're going to be a great podcaster for years to come. I don't know if I am, but you are a bright, shining light blasting off into something.
Into something.
Yep.
Maybe an oncoming train. But no. I am. Yeah. No, thank you for being here for us this year. And
are you thanking me or the people who are listening
to the
podcast?
Listening, like
okay,
you,
sorry.
Whatever.
You're looking at me.
Well, because you're my husband.
And I'm standing across from you.
Thank you for putting up with us. I love you. I love you, Pat.
Okay, I can't tell. Do you love me or do you love the people who are listening?
I love all.
Okay.
But mostly you because you smell good.
I love lamp.
I love lamp.
Happy holidays.
Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.